Chapter 2. I hurried around the high steel service counter and finally got a good look at Solange's kitchen. The space was a long, narrow rectangle, with a bank of stoves along the wall and prep tables opposite. According to my daughter's descriptions, Solange operated no differently than any other busy upscale restaurant. It utilized the brigade system, basically a hierarchical food assembly line that was invented in the 19th century by the Frenchman Escoffier. There were supposed to be line cooks here, each one in charge of a different part of the menu, grilling and roasting, sauces, fish, soups, pastry. But the kitchen looked suddenly abandoned, like a creepy ghost ship's galley with pans left simmering on the fire and food still on prep tables. So where's Joy? And where's the staff? I just heard them.
I have had enough! Enough, do you hear?
Chef Rui's voice shrieked from the back of the long kitchen. I moved around obstacles toward the sound of French obscenities, stepping carefully over shattered china, a pan emptied of its contents, and an overturned bowl of asparagus stalks. Finally, I found my daughter. Her back was pressed against one of the stainless steel doors of the walk-in fridge. A brown sauce was splattered across the front of her white jacket, as if someone had sullied her deliberately. Her chestnut hair was slipping from its dark net. Her green eyes were wide, and her heart-shaped face was crimson with embarrassment. An older woman was bawling her out, and I assumed this was Brigitte Rui. She was thinner than Joy, and slightly taller. About my age, maybe a few years older, with pale skin, a long nose, and straight hair that trailed down her white-jacketed back and a long ebony ponytail.
"You stupid brat!" Brigitte shouted.
The woman's face was flushed with fury. Beneath her tall chef's hat, her forehead was beaded with sweat.
You are a clumsy moron! Vous écoutez-moi! If you bump into me one more time during service, I will fillet your ass so it fits into this kitchen!
It's not my fault, Chef Rui. I know about economy of movement from school, but you kept bumping me. I was standing still. Joy's quiet defense seemed to further enrage the woman, and she went back to shouting in French, tendons bulging on her neck. My fists clenched.